A day in the life of a mental health support worker juggling admin and emotion in the era of austerity. Sam Gleddon, mental health support worker. I wake up at 7 a.m. No time to eat. No need to rush for the commute. I'm already at work. I didn't sleep more than 3 hours because of residents waking up in the night and a no expense spared sofa bed from 1980 something. It's me and 12 mental health care home residents to look after for the next 6 hours. I work 24-hour shifts a week on top of normal hours. I've already been at work since 1 p.m. the previous day and since 5 p.m. on my own. I have to juggle medication, paperwork, health and safety inspections, financial admin, and more paperwork. Meanwhile, I somehow have to find time to engage with the complex lives of the residents. There's not much time to be emotionally supportive when you're running a care home on your own. Often when I'm nearing the end of the shift, someone will come to me in a desperate emotional state. I'm usually so tired by this point I barely have the energy. My main client has serious anger management issues relating to his psychosis. In 12 months here I haven't had any training on de-escalation or challenging behavior. Over half my pay goes on rent. I get a paltry £30 to sleep over. There is no hourly rate for that time. The residents here will see a mental health clinician once every 4 to 6 months. This is nothing more than lip service.